This is a waived 31412B hearing from Mr. Vidal and Mr. Serrera, ABC number 174150, before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency to consider an oral to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. I would like to introduce the members of the board conducting the hearing today. In the hearing room, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. David Neal. As we can notice, I'll be serving as the panel lead. I'll begin the hearing with the following summary. Mr. Nevarez Herrera is 76 years old. He was certified eligible by DOC for 31412B going to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. Mr. Nevarez Herrera is currently serving a 10-year sentence for attempt to commit sexual conduct with a minor, Class V felony. Should it be granted parole, we will begin his final prison term, a 10-year sentence for attempt to commit sexual conduct with a minor, Class V felony. He has been eligible for parole since November 11, 2009, with a sentence end date of October 2, 2018. His crimes occurred between the years of 1982 and the year 2000. He was approximately 42 years old at the beginning of his offense cycle. He pled guilty and was sentenced on February 27, 2003. It should be noted that Mr. Nevarez Herrera has already completed the first of three consecutive sentences for attempt to commit sexual conduct with a minor. I'll read a short summary of Mr. Nevarez Herrera's offenses. Nevarez Herrera began committing numerous sexual offenses in June 1982 and continued for 20 years until his arrest on May 21, 2002. On October 12, 2000, the parents of his first victim reported to, the first victim reported to police their three-year-old daughter had been molested by Mr. Nevarez Herrera. It was reported that Mr. Nevarez Herrera touched the victim's vagina and made her touch his penis while the child was visiting his home on October 10, 2000. The victim was Mr. Nevarez Herrera's niece. During the police investigation, police interviewed several adult women who reported Mr. Nevarez Herrera had molested them when they were children. Mr. Nevarez Herrera has received moderate programming in ADC. According to his progress report, he does not have a release plan. He has had almost no history of discipline corrections, with only one infraction, a minor. This appears to be Mr. Nevarez Herrera's 10th hearing before the board. He has previous letters of support in his parole packet, but also a letter from the victim opposing his release. The Maricopa County Attorney's Office submitted a letter on May 10, 2018, opposing his parole. Discussion by stating that based on the deviant nature of his offenses and the trauma caused to multiple victims, I do not believe that granting Mr. Nevarez Herrera to his next consecutive sentence would serve the interests of justice nor public safety. It should be noted that he has not received any sex offender programming or treatment. And again, that's where I'll begin the discussion. Input from my colleagues. Hearing no input from my colleagues, I will make a motion. And that is regarding Mr. Fidel Nevarez Herrera, ABC number 174150. My motion is to deny parole for the next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. And based on the beginning of his offense cycle, I do not believe that we have a mechanism for a one-year set-off. And that is my motion.
Second.
Okay. Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. His notation that can be typed denied is 412B, parole to his consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. And the reasons are as follows. Say, based on the age of the victims, say this is a serious and violent offense, serious and deviant offense, trauma to the victim, aid to the victim, bodily injury, multiple victims. Just one second. timing, as he has not had sexual offender treatment program, no release plan, no family community support system. Is there anything else that anyone else wishes to add? And that will bring this hearing to a close, and I'd like to thank you very much.